Okay. Oh, it works. Hi, everybody. So I have little clips from my journal I thought I'd read to you. My mom posted a verse on my bathroom mirror years and years ago, and it's Romans 12, 9 through 13. And since I've been back, I know Joe's spoken about this verse and my dad's spoken about this verse. And I feel like God's just kind of been like yelling in my ear, you know, don't you see what I'm fulfilling for you? This scripture that I've known, I feel like I've just come to have a better understanding of it through my trip to Haiti. So I'm just going to share that with you. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. So, the first verse, love must be sincere, hate what is evil, cling to what is good. When you go to a country like Haiti that's so poor, you realize it's like stepping out of a gray world into a black and white world. It's so polarized. You're either hardcore Christian or you're practicing voodoo and literally worshiping the devil. It's like there's no in-between gray area. So when I read that verse, I was just like, wow, it's so black and white. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. It was neat because our baggage, many of you have probably heard this, but our baggage got lost for the first few days. So Aaron and I were sharing everything, literally everything. And the guys, we were just, you know, sharing mosquito nets or bug spray. That was a big thing. And it was really neat that we got to become close, like a family, even just from the get-go. And of course, developed this really strong connection with the boys. I just learned so much about simple love and love that doesn't need a common language or a common skin color or whatever. So that was really neat. I'm sorry, I'm not telling you to change the slides. You can keep going. I just have just a few of my favorite pictures of the trip. Those two kind of demonstrated the closeness of our group. 11, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. It was really neat to be able to meet Pastor Drix. Many of you have heard his incredible stories. He is a fellow that's always in pain. He's got a lot of back issues and a lot of health problems, and he lives actually in the Dominican Republic, but comes to Haiti, to this mountain where he's been called to plant churches, and he is just so on fire for the Lord and never be lacking in zeal. I mean, he totally embodies that principle. So it was really neat to see that verse in action. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. I just included some pictures of, well, first there's Pastor Woody. You can go ahead and change. Pastor Woody brought mangoes to us and visited us a couple times while we were there. And he's this guy that makes $100 a month, works very hard, and obviously, you know, doesn't reap a lot of benefits from that, but he was just so joyful. Patient in affliction. I included a picture of Denise. Denise was a woman we met who had experienced so much in her life, has had a horrible marriage and an incredibly difficult time raising her children and getting them through school, and she just had the most enduring spirit. You could tell that she was just tired of the struggle. She was just tired of it, but she persevered, and she was just so hopeful that God would bring her to the place where she longed to be. Faithful in prayer. I included this picture because this was probably my favorite part of the trip. Every night, the boys on their own would initiate this. They would always go up to the roof and sing songs and say prayers. And it was just amazing the maturity in such young boys to say, with no adults whatsoever, to say, oh, let's go pray, let's go sing every night. And I don't think you find that a lot here, so that really stood out to me. Share with the Lord's people who are in need, practice hospitality. And throughout the trip, I noticed that the less people seemed to have, the more they wanted to give. And not only were the people in the valley very gracious, but when we went to Debas Rouge with Pastor Drix, they just showed us such hospitality. They gave us their pillows and their blankets, even though we said, we don't want that, and just did everything that they could to make sure that we were comfortable. And that was just such a powerful testimony, I think, because how much do our churches here always do that, you know? So there's another picture. Those are some of the blankets and mats and pillows that they provided for us. Very sweet. So to conclude all of this, I'm not saying that Haitian people are perfect in any way or that they are, that they've got it all together spiritually, but I did learn so much about myself and about love and about these verses, and it's neat when you experience the global church because they're just as broken as we are, but they are different, and their differences can really teach you a lot. So when we talked about how we were going to communicate what we experienced to everyone, it was kind of a constant topic of conversation because we were like, how can we ever express what we've learned, you know? And I hope that our increase and newfound deepening of love would be the testimony, because that speaks louder than anything. So, thank you.